We go inside the arts now with Dr. Wilfred Delphin, whose love for the piano has taken him around the world. The Xavier University Music Department artist in residence and alumnus is half of the international musical duo Delphin and Romaine, and is being honored with Gambit's Lifetime Achievement Award at the Tribute to the Classical Arts Awards Luncheon next week. Wilfred Delphin joins us. Welcome to the program and congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much.
What does it mean to you to be honored by your peers for a lifetime of achievement?
Well, the first thing I thought is, really? Are they honoring me with this award? The second thing was, lifetime achievement. Does that mean that people think I've reached the end of my lifetime and the possibility of achieving? And no, it's really quite an honor. I'm very, very happy and very excited about the whole thing.
And your accomplishments are many. Take us back to your youth. When and how did your love for music and piano begin?
Well, I have had an aunt who played organ in our church, and we were a small Catholic parish in a predominantly Baptist community, actually. So the aunt needed help with the church choir. So it was actually she who first said to me, you know, you should learn some of these hymns to play. I hadn't had any experience with playing piano before that. But she gave me some music and she taught me the basics of reading. And that's how I started. She loved music. I loved her. Therefore, I loved music, too.
And this was in New Orleans?
No, it was actually in a small town in Arkansas, El Dorado, Arkansas. I grew up in El Dorado. My family is from a small community in the northern part of the state called Cane River. Both my mother and father are from there. It's a very historical place. I have lots of family here. So even though I grew up and went to school in El Dorado, Arkansas, I was always taught that Louisiana was home, Cane River first, and then we came to New Orleans so often, I kind of very early on adopted it. And there's an interesting story there, too, because Edwin Romaine, the musician with whom I eventually partnered for the major portion of my career, my mother tells me that when she came to school here to go to McDonald 35 during the Depression era, she actually knew Edwin's grandmother, and she recalled seeing Edwin as a very young kid, kind of playing around. So New Orleans has always been a part of my life.
Well, tell us more about your journey and how you and the late Edwin Romaine became an international musical duo.
Well, we met as students at Xavier, and one of the classes that we had was a piano ensemble. And in that class, there were several of us who we would get together and generally spend our time sight reading duets and two piano pieces. And then at the end of the semester, as part of the requirements for the course, we would put together a recital. Before we left Xavier, one of our teachers, Dr. Malcolm Breda, insisted that we get together and play a couple of the pieces that were featured in the ensemble class in recital. Well, one of those pieces was the Poulenc Double Concerto. Edwin and I did that concert. We went off to graduate school. We ended up going to the same graduate program. That Poulenc Concerto that we learned first at Xavier became the piece that we eventually made our Carnegie Hall debut with.
And this was back in the early 70s?
In the 70s, yeah. I think our debut was 1977.
Now, your journey also landed you in Illinois, at Southern Illinois University?
Yeah, there was a teacher who came to Xavier to do a master class, and he heard both Edwin and me play solo pieces, and he immediately offered us assistantships to study with him at Southern Illinois University. We had no inkling that we would do a career as a team.
What are you most proud of in that journey where you and Edwin were performing all around the world?
Certainly one of the highlights was being invited to play for President Carter at the White House and being invited to sit and have dinner with President Carter and his wife, Rosalynn, and the other dignitaries. It was really quite a fine career, albeit short. It was fine.
I believe after you retired, you went overseas to volunteer in Africa?
Yes. Well, Evan and I had had a career performing. So after his death, I was in a bit of a quandary as to what I should do next. And I thought, maybe I need some space between myself and music in order to kind of clear my mind as to what the future might hold. And I joined the Peace Corps because a colleague of mine there in Carbondale at the age of 60 had joined the Peace Corps, and she said it was the most life-transforming experience that she had ever had. So I got an assignment in Senegal in a very, very remote village. So I stayed there for almost 8 months. I had to cut my service short because Katrina came, and I do have so many relatives here in New Orleans. Peace Corps let me come back to New Orleans to check on the family. Xavier had lost several of its faculty members, so I was asked to teach there, which I did for a couple of years as a volunteer, and then was asked to stay on as artist in residence.
You continue in those roles today?
Yeah, I love it. I enjoy working with the students. I think it's been a wonderful circle in my career because I'm not sure Xavier will be the last school that I work with, but it certainly will be one of the last. And I just think it's a wonderful way to come back to a school that gave me so much as an undergraduate. I'm very, very pleased to be there.
What is your advice to young people wanting to follow in your musical footsteps?
Well, it's cliche, but be prepared. Take everything you do by way of study seriously, because you truly do not know how it may benefit you in the future.
Dr. Wilfred Delphin, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Diane.
Pianist Dr. Wilfred Delphin will receive Gambit's Lifetime Achievement Award at the annual Tribute to the Classical Arts Luncheon Tuesday at the Hotel Monteleone. Dr. Delphin will also perform in concert tomorrow night with soprano Valerie Francis in a tribute to Coretta Scott King at the Marigny Opera House, 725 St. Ferdinand Street, 7:30 p.m.